Welcome to the Christ Fellowship Podcast. This is Derek. Thanks for tuning in. Today we have a little different vibe. It's not going to be a teaching. We're actually having a conversation around a table with five guys as we talk about volunteering, why we volunteer, how we volunteered, the value of volunteering. And I think you're going to hear some great truth and wisdom. So let's lean in as we talk about volunteering. Well, man, guys, it is so good to be sitting around a literal table with you guys. Man, today we're talking about volunteering, and I think it's like really interesting and I think really encouraging that we have five guys sitting around a table, because typically men aren't the people that typically you think about at church serving. And I know each one of you have served for a long time, and so first I want to thank you for that. But today is really a conversation of, man, why in the world would you serve? Why do you serve? How do we serve? Like, what made you serve? And so I'm looking forward to hearing about like each one of your personal journeys, the way that you got to where you are, what you've learned about the Lord in it. And so let's just kick off like with this question. Why do you serve? Like, what is it about serving that you want to do it?
Yeah, I think for me, I was a part of Young Life, and so my job almost felt like serving, and sure. I was like, oh, I don't really know if I want to, I just want to go to church on Sundays and leave. But the more I came here, the more I started to get poured in by people in my small group, and I just saw the way that they were living out a life of like service in the church. And I do mainly high school ministry stuff, mm-hmm. and I just remember I was thinking, okay, like I had a really consistent like leadership in my high school years, but then I thought back to my middle school years, and I thought how it was pretty inconsistent, and I didn't really have like a steady person, and I had pastors in and out and small group leaders in and out. And so I just pulled Corey aside and got to know her a little bit, and it's really been sweet doing it with Matt and for almost a year, or a little, I think over a year.
While, yeah.
And just getting to be two different men, but like who have different like passions and different walks of life, but getting to be like a model of consistency for these middle schoolers, because it's just some of the most like impressionable years of their life. And it's just been a joy to just get to be that like model of consistency for middle schoolers who don't have a lot of consistency in their life.
Is it easy for you to connect like middle schools? Like, is that a natural thing for
you? No, it wasn't at first, because I was like so confident with high school students to where like at first middle schoolers felt like a different breed. Like I was like, wow, they are like wild, but also they think you're way cooler than you actually are.
Okay, and so like, I need to serve in there, I guess.
Yeah, and so it's like I stepped in and it felt like Corey had created this amazing environment, and me and Matt just like got to run after it. And yeah, it happened, like relationships happened quickly and comfortability happened quickly. I was a little worried and insecure, but like the way that everything just fell into place and conversations started flowing, and really the deep conversations came natural, and it was really cool to be a part of.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And I just serve, you know, with him or whatever. It's like, I'm a very active person. I like to actively participate in things. Mm-hmm. I love to play basketball, but I don't like to watch it.
Amen. Yeah.
So it's just, you know, natural for me to want to be involved. And that's why I like to serve. I would rather come and be the church than just come and go to church.
Come on, man. That'll preach all day long, man. That's beautiful. That's great.
Good. Real good. Yeah.
How about Chad, man? What's behind you? What's your why, man?
Chief, I tell you, it's the same reason. You gotta work. It's to get something, put your hand to something, get something back, you know. And we've just been given all these gifts, in my life. And I just love exercising those gifts. And so just serving this ministry or serving that ministry of music or media or working with the kids, any group of kids, it's just this exercising that part of being the body of Christ, you know, and then getting to see everything else come together, you know, just fit together. We're like you two working together. One of you has probably got a strength in one way and you've got a strength in another way, supporting each other, you know, being this, you know, this part of God's body. And man, I love the different ministries we have.
Yeah.
And getting to participate in those.
So. And usually it's interesting you say that. Usually people think of volunteering as I'm pouring out.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. I think we all volunteer, pour out. But it's interesting that you say one of the whys is actually you get something in return.
Oh,
right?
Gosh, yes.
And so we don't typically think about that. Oh, but like, absolutely. That's really beautiful and powerful to think like I'm serving. Yeah. Like I want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. But then in return, I'm actually being blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. How about you, Mike? Man,
yeah, you're being blessed, and also you just the love of the people. Yeah. I mean, it's easy. It would be real easy to come in and just sit down in a pew or a chair and listen to the message and go home. Mm-hmm. But you know, you miss so much if you just do that. Mm-hmm. Get that connection with the other members in the church, and also it's really good to get to know members of the church.
That's huge. Yeah.
If you're volunteering, you're you know, touching so many different faucets in people's lives and that kind of thing, and the stories and all kind of, you know, ins and outs. Yeah. So that's why I really love that part of it. Just being able to get involved, get to know people. I'm sort of a people person, so I like to really, you know, just to interact with different people and mm-hmm. have a story, talk about stories and different things like that. So whether you're back in the kids ministry, over in the middle school, or whatever ministry, greeting. I mean, you know, just you can meet so many people like that, and there's a lot of good stories. And
yeah, and I think it's interesting what you said. So a lot of people talk about our church, you know, in our area, we're a kind of a bigger church. And so a lot of people come and say, man, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know how to get, but what I've experienced at the various churches I've been at, whether I was before I was ever a pastor, when I was just serving in kids check-in per se, like I met so many people. What was a big church, that big church became way smaller. Like I know Chad, like you're in your area specifically, like you guys have almost this like little team of like community there. Yeah. I think it's probably the same across, but have you guys all experienced that? Like a huge part of serving is just connecting on a deeper level with people that you maybe wouldn't have connected with.
Well, it's like Mike was saying, you know, just the nature of humanity is just the surface conversations, you know, how's it going? Good. And then go on. But we, you know, like when you get in these groups like that, you know, in the various groups that I'm with, you spend, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours together. And if you're just talking those surface conversations, it's going to get boring real fast. And so, you know, you start to talk about, you know, like deep interests, things that are happening in everybody's life, you know, stuff that's going on with somebody's brother or sister, you know, and then praying together.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of the guys on my team are great about as soon as something happens, it's, you know, it's a difficult moment. Let's just stop. Stop what we're doing right now. Put everything on pause. Mm-hmm. Let's pray together. Let's do life together. Let's exercise that body of Christ, that power in into that moment. So and it's like that with every team that I'm with, you know, just it, you're right, coming together in that little smaller group, you know, in the worship team, you know, whatever's coming together for that week, we get to do the same thing. And then do it with, you know, the kids groups, do it with the media team. It's just,
have you found the same thing, Matt, kind of in your, because you've served lots of different areas over the church over your time being here, so have you found deeper connections with different guys and gals?
Yeah, I've moved around so much.
You get kicked out, or what happens, man?
Pretty much. I've just kind of been, I've just been part of God connecting dots. So like I start out somewhere, and then like there's a need somewhere else. I think like one of my skill sets is just to be actively involved and participate in things. So I just say yes. When a door opens, I just go to it.
It's that simple, man. You say yes. Wow. Yeah, I love it.
I just, no, I mean, like when it all comes down to it, I just feel like God opens doors for you, and absolutely, you just choose to walk through them or not. Mm. Now, I don't just say yes to everything. I mean, like I actually was asked just recently to do something else, but I chose to just tell them, you know, let me pray about this first. Mainly because like one thing I found through serving is that God will put you where you need to be. And right now I feel really solid where I'm at, but that's where I need to be. So I don't want to get distracted to go somewhere else and bounce around everywhere. But I will just have to say that like just actively pursuing serving God, he'll just connect the dots and put you where you need to be.
Yeah, that's good. So that kind of sets up kind of the other question that a lot of people have. So we have the why. So the question I have for you guys is what got you, or how did you actually get to a point where you wanted to serve? So I'm guessing from you, Matt, like you saw a need, and just kind of your, the way your nature is, there's a need. You're like, man, I can meet that need. I feel like maybe that works. Or like, what was it for you? Like, how did you actually start serving?
Yeah. I mean, like I didn't need any convincing or anything. I just, God was stirring it up in my life to serve. And I just was looking for something to get actively involved in. And I really didn't know what to do. So I just chose to do something, which was just to start helping. I think like one of my first things might have been like nursery or toddlers area, mainly because my son was in it. And it was just a way for me to serve, you know, for my son and for other kids, and also did it with my wife, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Beautiful.
And I could do something with her. So I didn't really have any plan other than just being willing and able and just wanting to serve.
I like that. How about you, Logan, man? What was the, how did you get to serve, start serving?
Yeah, I've been going here for a little bit, and I moved here from Knoxville, and I didn't have much of a community. And so I came to church, and I always sat alone and I always like received a good word and like really enjoyed worship. And then I got my coffee and I walked home. And it was just like, okay, well, like, I know that there's more here for me. Because I remember the first Sunday I came here, I called my mom afterwards. I was like, this is my church. Wow. And then with that mindset of like, okay, if this is my church, then what, like, what does that mean? Where, because they can't just end here. And at that time of like moving here and really like honestly being a little lonely and just being feeling almost isolated in a sense in like big areas, I was searching for community and I was searching really for like intimacy with other people who like love the Lord the way that I did. And so I just took like, I think it was a few weeks of just praying and showing up. And then that kind of leads into what I said before of just like, man, I really felt led to middle school, which is not something I thought I'd feel led to. I was kind of like known to be like the high school guy. And so, yeah, I think for me, the why was just searching for community and intimacy. And I received that from people and the Lord. And so it was really sweet how he answered those like two direct prayers that I had.
Wow.
Yeah. Same for me, just connection, you know, about being connected, you know, again, being connected, not to just one thing, but many faucets of the church. And I think that just gives you a great opportunity to do that. That's one of the reasons that sort of promoted me to get involved more and more. Yeah. You know, Chad and I, you know, just because of the team he's on, I'm not on his team, but me and him has sort of been able to have, you know, at least a good friendly relationship of back and forth, sort of, you know, just gigging each other back and forth every once in a while. So it's really good that I would have never met him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't have been doing some of the things that I would volunteer doing, I would have never met Chad. So it's been really good.
Yeah, I remember when, I was in my mid-20s, so a little bit older than you are now, mm-hmm. Logan. And man, I was just encountering the Lord and like, sort of like you growing a ton of my faith and learning. And I felt like there was something in me that I had to offer. And so like immediately as a young guy, you're like thinking like, maybe I should preach or maybe I should do whatever. But typically what I found is that you don't usually go from zero to like calculus like the first time. And so there's like steps along the way that most of us don't like necessarily.
Right.
But for me, like my first step before I ever was on any kind of platform before ever anybody entrusted me to teach, I got invited by my church in Ohio just to serve and teach third through fifth graders.
Mm.
And they're like, hey, we want you to put a lesson together. We want you to teach these kids. And I was like, okay, like, I guess this uses some of my gifting, but I think there's something valuable. It's like, I feel like the Lord's gifted me. How can I humble myself and look for an opportunity and not despise like a humble beginning and just jump in where there was a need? And as I've seen, you said this earlier, Matt, but every step in my relationship with the Lord, every career step, like has been the Lord opening up a door and for me to just say, yes, Lord, here it is. Yes, Lord. And so it's never, I'm not going to push the door open. I'm not going to slam through it with my shoulder, but it's like, Lord, if you open it, I'm going to try to be obedient. I'm going to step through it. Right? And so it's taught me so much when I was teaching third, fourth, fifth graders, just to keep them engaged was like tricky, but I had to learn. Like then I had to say like, okay, I got this scripture. How do I make this palatable for somebody who, you know, the word propitiation, it's like what pro what, like what in the world? Like, and so it was really good grounds for me just to cultivate my own relationship with the Lord. And so like, when you think about serving, how have you guys learned things about the Lord? So I learned a ton just in my preparation for third, fourth, fifth graders on every Sunday morning I was serving, but how have you guys learned things about the Lord through the way you serve?
I want to say how God works.
Unpack that, man.
What I've learned, you know, we're his representatives in this world. In everything that we do, you know, we're showing his love, we're doing his love, we're doing his work. Mm-hmm. And man, and serving in these tighter groups, you know, like we hit on a bit ago, was you get people exercising God's effort physically with each other, you know, giving a hug, praying for a certain thing, coming together for a prayer for healing, you know, just exercising a prophetic word.
Yeah.
Just it's God's active physical in this earth together. Something you don't get if you're out here drinking coffee and just doing surface conversation a little bit, you know, it's more of that more intimate. It's almost like a small group, but yet you're also getting to work. You know, we're small groups, we kind of come together and you talk and stuff. But yeah. This, you're actually serving and working and putting your hand to the plow, you know, so to speak. So, yeah, I mean, that's just getting to see God work.
Yeah, that's great.
Something that this is kind of opposite of what you were just saying. You was talking about you started out in like third and fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Well, like I've come to realize that like God works in like opposite directions of what you might think sometimes too, because, you know, with me, I was just having this conversation past Sunday that I find it interesting that I had never served before. And I just started in like a little toddler's thing. And then shortly thereafter, I was called into ministry on a traveling ministry, leading and doing things like that.
Bump back, what was that? It was pretty cool what you did.
Yeah. So I used to race motorcycles off-road and I just felt led. All the races are on a Sunday because the shops are open on Saturday. Nobody can race. Yeah. So basically I was missing church 16 times a year to travel around. And there was a guy that already had a ministry. It's called Trackside Ministries. And I just felt God leading me to that. Hmm. Long story short, he was filled and led to get out of it and move on. So I'd ended up doing that for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And then I basically just got my priorities out of whack. I had, instead of God, family, church, I had church and family mixed up. So I decided to part ways with that and come back to my local church and get more involved here. Hmm. What I'm getting at is this is kind of funny that ever since then, I've been kind of backscaling to small group leaders. Now I'm back into the middle school doing small groups. So I kind of went in the opposite direction. But at the same time, I've never felt more in place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Like,
that's good.
So don't think that you got to start small and work your way up.
Totally agree with you. Yeah.
I mean, because I kind of went the opposite direction. And some people might look at that and see, like, oh, you're going the wrong way. And I just look back and see that, like, God strategically put me in those positions and has got me where I'm at. And I feel more comfortable now than I ever had.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. So, I think the kingdom's upside down. So, I mean, I agree with you. It's not always, I'm going to start here to get somewhere up here. Sometimes it's like, actually, the deeper work is actually, let's go down and, you know, serve the lesser known or the lesser seen. And so, yeah, that's great input.
But at the same time, though, you know, as I'm going that direction, I won't lie, there were times I was like, God, what are you doing? Like, I used to do this, now I'm doing this. Like, but.
And I was teaching these BMX guys and motorcycle. Now I'm wiping rear ends of babies. Like, what's going on?
But like, you just, you know, you pray about it. And when you become more comfortable with following him instead of trying to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know,
so it was the learning to trust the Lord. Is that one of the learnings for you? Like, it's taught you to trust.
And it's also learning to say no, because like when I was in that ministry, I was having a blast, but I was leaving my kids at home and I was going and doing that. And I felt God leading me out of that. And I was like, well, if I don't do it, who's going to, right?
Yeah, because you're the hero, right?
Trust me, it didn't take very long for somebody else to pick it up. It ended up being a dad and a kid that had been coming to the church that I was doing and it's still going on today.
Wow.
And that was, I stopped in 2012.
Wow.
So it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Trust the Lord for sure. How about you guys? What have you guys learned?
Yeah, I think for me, I growing up, like, I struggled with anxiety and self-doubt a lot. And so I think as I matured in my faith, whenever I started to understand what it means to be like connected to the Lord and him giving you images or words or things to say to somebody else, like, I often felt anxious to share those things. I doubted whether they were really from him. And one, coming here to Christ Fellowship, I heard the message of like identity being portrayed. But then it took me serving in middle school and seeing Corey like set up a space of offering this like listening prayer of this time of letting the middle school students just close their eyes and be just connected with God and with nobody else. And they were saying things that were unique to them, but connected our room as a whole. Like, you saw like patterns of similar things coming to their mind, whether it be images or words. And I think through the middle school and high school rooms that I've gotten to be a part of, it's just like, I don't know, students want more than just hanging out on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night to just talk and goof off and stand up and sing a few songs. Like, I think so much of what the Lord has done through me is shown off how much he's working in them. And I've seen their confidence in him and their willingness to like surrender, like truly see middle school and high school kids surrender to the will of God is something that like has blown my mind getting to be a part of this church. And they're like listening and they're like living out what they're hearing, not only from Richie and Corey and their small group leaders, but hearing from the Lord. Like they're receiving, like I believe, life-changing revelations. Mm-hmm. And it's just this personal thing. And for me, I like doubted myself for so long, but then I see this middle schooler get a word or this high schooler get a word. And I'm like, why am I questioning, Lord, what you're saying to me when they're so boldly moving forward in with their peers? Like that's the most like terrifying place to do this is in front of your peers. And I just remember one specific moment in the middle school room where I felt like I was supposed to say something. And then I also felt like, hey, say this second service. And I was like, but wait, no, I finally had the confidence to say something. Like, I want to say it now. But I waited till the second service and he gave me another word and I got to share both of them and got to talk to middle school leaders and I got to talk to students afterwards about it. And it was just really sweet to see the Lord like grow the confidence of like my own connection with him through middle school students and high school students.
They're serving.
That's yeah, beautiful. They're serving.
Yeah.
God's love. I think that's what I've really learned, how sweet and wonderful God's love really is. As we meet people, whenever you're greeting, as they come and go on Sunday morning, you never know what someone may have experienced prior to coming to church, prior to that week.
Yeah.
And so it's really good to be able to meet those people and talk with them and, you know, pray with them. As Chad was talking about, you know, it's a great experience. And again, it's a great way also to get to know people. Again, I just keep hitting that, but it's a really great experience to be able to get to know people. And, you know, I learn a lot from the people from the church as they come and go, you know, as just with these conversations. And so I think that, again, just seeing how God works and how God uses us as volunteers and throughout the church really makes a huge impact.
It's important.
It's really improved me, my spiritual realm as well, considerably.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of growth in you, man. It's been good to see, good to watch you. And so a lot of what we're talking about, I think as people think about volunteering, sometimes it can seem kind of just serious almost or like heavy. And, you know, as a staff, we like to laugh a lot and we just try not to take ourselves so seriously. And I found at least whenever I volunteer, like there's obviously some serious stuff like praying for people, walking people through hard stuff, but a lot of people don't realize just how fun it is. Mm-hmm. Like it's fun and there's some funny stories, right? And so Matt, you had mentioned sometime, why don't you unpack that story, man, a little bit?
All right, so funny experience serving, and I'm sure Michael understand here. I served with him on parking crew before.
Yeah.
And one thing that I have always noticed is when church is out, people's attitudes change pretty quickly.
Jesus got left in church sometimes.
Yeah, there's been times I'd be standing there stopping cars to let pedestrians cross so that someone doesn't get run over.
Yeah.
And it really frustrates that person that I stop.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I let them go, as they drive by, they'd give me the stank eye. You know, just keep driving on. And I don't know. I hope that by the time they got down to like Rock Springs Road or something, I was forgiven because they realized I was just trying to save lives while everybody's trying to get to the Perkins table. You know what I mean?
That's right.
The rush hour or whatever.
Yeah, so, that's hilarious, man. Anybody else have any fun stories?
Working in the parking lot there's a lot of stories there. Actually, I got bumped. I almost got run over. By one of the cars leaving, and it wasn't they didn't see me. I mean, I was standing there with an orange vest on, and
yeah, a big finger. You had this big finger.
So anyway, it gets interesting.
Yeah.
The worst was when you would stop the car to let someone politely back out of their parking place.
Yeah,
that was probably when they'd get the maddest.
Because they know better than you, right?
Yeah. They just didn't like you'd stop their line from moving.
Yeah. And so the general vibe, I know we all work in different areas, volunteer in different areas. Like, is it like just stuffy? Like we got to do the work of the Lord or is there place for laughter, joy? Like,
totally.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What do you guys think?
All the time.
Yeah. I know you and Mike are jabbing each other all the time. It sounded like even cross,
every group that I'm in, it's, 70% of the time, we're just having a good time, mm-hmm. Just I love this because we all have the same common background of Jesus, mm-hmm. right? And so we have that brother-sister mentality. But I mean, the personalities on these different groups, you can't choose this group to come together, you know, kind of like your work co-workers, you know, it's a hodgepodge of what God's put together for you to participate in. And you get, I don't know, just the dynamics of people's personalities. Just it's always good times.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's
So laughing's allowed in voluntary.
Oh my
serving.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Serving
yeah.
is just life as usual to me.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, like, it really is.
So if you're funny, you'll be funny. If you're not funny, you'll be funny.
That's right.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's like the gift of it is because, like, you don't have to change who you are to, like, fit a need to serve. Like, you get to stay who you are,
yeah.
who
realistic.
God's equipped you to be, and step into a space, and, like, you get to bring that. But then you have a culmination of people coming together, pouring their unique identity into you while you get to do that back out into others.
Right.
And so I think like that's, it's not this stuffy environment. It's really an environment where it's like, yeah, there's joy and there's laughter. And yeah, we pray for our services before they always happen, but we also pray for each other. Like it is this community coming together that wouldn't have already been there. And so it's like, man, I don't have like the greatest funny story, but I've spent almost every Sunday in the middle school laughing, every Wednesday night in the high school room laughing and just like living life. And just like, it's almost just this sense of freedom whenever you're just stepping into a place where it's like, hey, I'm loved for who I am. And I don't have to like put on this facade. I don't have to wear a mask. I just get to be loved. And it's like, man, there's not a lot of places where you can step in and give truly 100% yourself. Like, I feel like our culture is so much just like, hey, how can I step into this group? Like, what can I change about myself to fit in? Mm-hmm. And I think the church is just asking for the exact opposite thing. It's like, man, how can I offer myself and then see the way that the Lord changes me?
Authentic self, like bring who you are, right?
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's true. They showed how uncool I was the other day whenever we did the, where you pick what you would support, and I was the only Android dude in the room.
I was
the only guy that
was
Android.
That was pretty funny. Okay, so we
the Android guy. This is that.
He's a green texter.
I mean, I was seriously. I think the kids liked me in there, but I was seriously the only man on the side of the room
he
for like
you a green texter.
For three. I am a green
you
texter.
Can't put
I know
Matt
what
in
that
chat.
Is.
You can't so, do it.
That's hilarious.
No, but like
he's
we didn't.
Who he is? Though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good source. So we went this or that, and it was amazing because we had
what's for you.
We had a high school friend speaking, and one, just to have that, just to see,
awesome.
like you talk about so often, like we are a generational church, and to have young adults serving in high school and high school people serving each other, but also serving in middle school. Yeah. So to have this 16-year-old girl giving a message to middle school, and she crushed it. I was like, can you like give me some pointers here? Like, but she was so good, but she started off with like a this or that, and you just walked to the side of the room. And a lot of times people were collective, but man, Matt was holding strong. With his Android.
I was, man. I was a standalone.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that about our church. I mean, I love that the culture of our church, that the vision of being everything that God designed you to be, it's not just something that's on a wall, but it actually seeps into our volunteering in every area, right? Mm. And I love to hear these stories of that. And I know there's lots of people that are like, man, I would like to serve, but, or man, I've been thinking about serving for 3 years now and I've not done it. So there's a lot of people, honestly, on the fence, whether it's commitment of time, you know, that 1 week a month, or it's, I'm not sure where, or what if I get there, like you said earlier, and I hate it. Like, am I signed up for life? Is this like purgatory? Like whatever. Like, so what would you tell somebody, you guys, what would you tell somebody who's like on the fence? Should I serve or should I not serve? Like what encouragement would you give them?
If you don't know what to do, just do something.
Hey,
just do something.
You can steer a moving ship, right? That's what we would tell people.
Yeah,
right? Move, do
totally.
Something, right?
If you just have a willing heart, God's going to make the connections, like I just said. And then something to encourage you in that is one thing I noticed is just by taking a small step and starting to serve here, it left these doors. Mm-hmm. It went with me to work. Mm-hmm. It went with me to my family. It went with me to my community. Mm-hmm. And it just blessed me in more ways than I ever would imagine just volunteering one Sunday a month, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like to a point where it's part of my life. God's worked on me for many years through serving that serving is part of my life.
Mm. Yep.
I would be kind of lost without it.
Yeah. I'd say that, give it a shot.
Yeah.
You know, we need your help.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. We need, we need other members in the congregation to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need 10% doing it all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing. And, I think that, they're missing out. They're missing out on a lot of things that God is really showing, you know, the path here. And I think that they're missing out on a lot of that. If they just get engaged, I think we see that.
Bouncing off that, I get the impression of, you know, people that aren't serving are basically, it's like showing up to Chop House and getting an appetizer and then leaving.
Yeah.
You're missing out on the main course.
Main meal, that's right. That's
you're showing up and, you know, no offense to what you put together on a message, but that's part of
only
Sunday
part,
morning.
For sure. We talk
the
about
worship
that
of what, you know, what Jason and JG put together is part. But good heavens, you're missing out on like that in-depth, you know, application of of
so
what we've been talking about, you know, with Christian people, you know, and you could practice that easily with this group of Christian people. Take that to work, take that back in the community and apply it there as well, you know, so.
Well, there's a lot of people too that maybe can't be a part of a small group. Yeah. Make volunteering on Sunday once a month or twice a month part of your
small group, your people, right?
I mean, you know. But I mean, that's
there's
another
nothing
way
saying
connected.
You can't have more than one small group. You know?
That's right.
Right.
So
I think one is like take comparison out of it. It's easy to look at people serving and be like, oh, I don't know, like, and just doubt.
Yeah.
And so just get rid of that mindset. But then what I love to share with people is just the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, of how they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they trusted him. They gave it to him. And he was the one to multiply it. So it's like they didn't have to come in with this big, massive thing, perfectly structured or polished off. And that's like your service doesn't have to be that. Your volunteering doesn't have to be that. Just give what you have and trust him to multiply it and work through it.
That's so good. And I share this a lot, but man, it's like this setting is so good. But like so much of our Western church is like this, get what I can. It's about me and it's about how can I gorge myself. So like the church world is like, how can I just take in the messages? How can I get 100 podcasts and listen to them and fill my spiritual appetite up and all that? And so much of the Western church has failed to move forward, like you said, to the meat of things. And so, you know, moving from more of a buffet style church, which is really what a lot of churches end up being, unfortunately, to what we call a potluck style, where a potluck, you know, Matt brings the fried chicken, you're bringing the green bean casserole, you got sweet potatoes and you got biscuits. Like when we all bring that to the table, whatever we got, we put out there, and then every one of us enjoys. That's how we view volunteering. Like that is an expression. It's not just for the 20%. It's not just for the 10%, but actually everybody has something to offer. In our church, every church, but our church in our context is actually missing out if every single person is not bringing their best and offering to the crew. And so to me, it's like, man, like you want to flourish? Do you want your community to flourish? Then man, step up, step in, and like see what God will do through your yes.
Yeah.
Right. Any other final thoughts, guys, on serving in general?
Just doing it. You know, the media team that I'm with now, a lot of us are introverts. You know, if you're afraid of stepping out and being a part of a group, you know, not all groups are out front.
Sure, great point.
Your parking team, you know, has their place. The greeting team, yes, they're kind of up front. But, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are tucked back, you know, to help and to serve in. And, you know, where's the camera? Just do it.
And I would say the other thing I think I love about our church, which other churches I've been at and served at, is we really don't want to blow people out. Like we don't want to burn people out, right? We like try to have a rhythm. So once a month, like I think anybody can do one thing once a month. Like I think that's, and it's sustainable, which is what we care like about the health of the person. So to me, a lot of the fear is, well, if I sign up, I'll do it for, it's like, no, it's like once a month, like pour out, right? And I think that gives you space to actually receive even more. Were you going to say something, Mike?
That's right. I mean, that's just what I was going to reinforce and just talking about what Chad said there. Just, it's, you know, be a part of it. That's the thing. I mean, you know, again, just step up and be a part. I think a lot of people are missing a huge blessing by not being engaged in volunteering, whether you're just greeting. I'm on the medical team. So, you know, that's a team that's sort of in the background, like you're talking about, Chad. You know, not everybody sees some of the things that goes on here. So
I don't even know you're part of it.
Yeah, it's a
covert
good
operation.
You know, you gotta have, I mean, you know, think about the size church we have though. I mean, we do have medical issues that we, you know, somebody has to address from time to time. So again, that's just another small part of volunteering that we have that we can need to help and support in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's days where serving is exciting, or there's days where, like, man, I can't wait to be with our small group, middle mm-hmm. school, or man, meet some new people. But man, as just real people, there's seasons that are like, man, I don't feel it. Or like, maybe I'm in a season that's hard. So what have you guys found is something that helps you continue to serve in maybe a season where you don't feel it per se?
I have been serving, I feel like, my entire life. I'm 45, grew up in the church, but I've had enough experience in my life to say, you know, if you wake up early on Sunday mornings, you know, to do worship team or whatever, and you're like, oh, not today. I know immediately now that in the moment, and especially after the service, if not right in the middle of it, you are just going to get this massive download of love and hope and joy and just this, I don't know, God just goes, here you go, you know.
Wow.
Just a recharge every single time, you know, and especially if I wake up, you know, like tired and go play the drums for, you know, what feels like three services. By the time I'm done with a, you know, ready to go to lunch, I'm still like, let's go, yeah. You know, like.
Just, but yeah, every time.
Yeah, every
like,
time.
I'm speaking more on like spending time with high school kids and middle school kids. And it's just, there's days where it's like, okay, my job has been with Young Life. I spend 5 or 6 days a week with high school students. Sometimes when I first started serving, I was like, oh, I just want to go to church. And just like, this is my like one off day a week. Like, I just want to rest. But even with my Young Life job and here at the church, it has been, oh, like you don't want to do it. You have that doubt. And I've just been like, okay, just say yes in the moment, and then you're gonna receive that on the back end. And really, I think it's just like, we're meant to do this together. Mm-hmm. And he's like calling us out of that isolation that I think it's easy to just like cover ourselves with. And so speaking about middle school and high school students, it's like, man, you wanna go brighten up your day, go spend it with some younger people. Mm-hmm. Go see the way that they're receiving the Lord and they're just living their life. Because I think as a congregation as a whole, we probably don't spend as much time with the younger population. And it's like, man, with these younger people, you're gonna spend some time around them, and they are just gonna reveal the Lord to you in a way that you don't get to see it in your normal day-to-day operation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's also a chance, what's Paul said, in our weakness, he's made strong. And so, man, I'm not feeling it. It's like an opportunity for us to say, Lord, man, I committed to this. I felt like you led me to it. Today, I'm gonna trust you, maybe at a different level.
That's great.
And so for me, it's like, and it's another chance to say, Lord, I trust you. Mm-hmm. Lord, I trust you today. You're going to be my strength in this moment.
Definitely.
Yeah, because if you're not careful, I've been in that situation, and you miss something very spectacular that you wish you would have been involved in.
Yeah.
If you would have been here or would have been involved, you know, you hear the story afterwards is that, oh, man, and I should have kicked into that second gear and went on, you know, and been a part of that.
Yeah.
You know? That's why I really try to, you know, look at it from that perspective. You know, I don't want to miss anything either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God can show up at any time, but, you know, you don't want to miss something.
Yeah.
Can simplify all that as well by just saying, you know, the enemy's wanting you to focus on your selfishness, and God's got you focused on your selflessness, and you get up and get going, you just claim victory right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each and every day.
Yeah, to fight to the enemy, man, and saying, yes, Lord, I trust you. That's great, man.
Yeah.
Well, I personally want to thank each one of you guys. I know you guys have poured yourself into so many different areas of our church. I'm grateful for you as men, but also how you serve and how you set the tone for our entire church, whether it's kids, youth, welcoming people behind the scenes. Like, you guys do profound things, and it doesn't go unnoticed. And if people don't see it, there is one that does see it. And I'm so grateful for you guys, the impact you're having, not only in my life, but in the life of our church. And so thank you guys for serving. And thank you for taking time here to share your heart and a little bit behind the scenes about what it looks like to be a volunteer.
My pleasure.
Sweet. Yep.